keni matniti. What the Mishnah essentially is saying is that kol neder shani atid lidor, harehu batel bavad sheyezachur b'shat neder below it. Now this that it says in the Mishnah, when he says kol neder that I'm going to be noder, that's dafka when he says all of my nedorim is kavana, is that if he remembers at the tanai that the time of the neder he means to be mevatel the neder, but it certainly his das is not that if he doesn't remember the tanai that his neder should be batel. Avo imitna afapi she'enozachur, if he says beferish at the time of the neder that all nedorim that I will be neder will be batel even if I don't remember the tanai, so then indeed the neder is batel because it's like a mesirat moda'ah. It's a whole question of how such a thing works. A lot of the achronim taina that it works only mitam heter nedorim. Because just because you said something at one time doesn't mean that that should change what it is that you say later. Unless, since we find by nedarim there is a special halacha of heter nedarim, so it's not worse what you say yourself should be matir the neder in advance than what the chacham says should be matir in the neder ex post facto. Because it's a gilui in this is not being a lo yochel devora. But if it wouldn't be for that, it's not going to work, Stan. What you're saying now is what counts. Doesn't matter if you said something a different time. So all of this has been a dorm. You can cancel a neder by making it tonight. Avo bishvuis, when it comes to a shvuah, you cannot be mevatel a shvuah with a tanai that you made before. So bishvuas tani ben adorim, ain't tani bishvuas. Kehadi de tani. So what about now, if that's the case, when it says in the Braita, shvuot adayanim kitanyan shebelibenu, lo kitanai shebelibchem. The lashon that we have is al da'atenu and al da'at bedin, velo al da'atchem. Right? The lashon Yerushalmi is the way we understand that any conditions that we're making, not conditions that you're making. So you see from over there that you can make a tanai belev unless you specifically are told that you have to make it al tanai bezdin, and you're claiming that you cannot make it tanai in your heart when it comes to shvuas. Rebbe Yehuda answers ki tanai shebelibo hu mashbio. Really, there would be no tanai, even if you were a masna, it wouldn't help. The lama umatnemas, why do you have to speak it out? Because people will think that they could have made it tanai. Even though the maisha wouldn't have worked. It wouldn't have worked at all. But if a bezdin is making a person be nishba, the person has to know that it won't work. Otherwise he'll think, well, I'm swearing, but I really mean in my heart to keep my fingers crossed. So he'll think that he can get away with that. So we're telling him nothing is going to work. So mipnei adyotot shelo yomru yesh tnayei b'shivuot. Tani Rabbi Chananya kamei Rabbi Mona. Chananya asks for k'tiv ki et asher yeshno po asher inenu po. In other words, you see over there that Moshe Rabbeinu was mashbia the way al da'ato al da'ata makom. Why did he have to say it much? Mamina. How exactly do you see from there that tanai is mayo? Oh, my lay. Because the meaning of asher yeshno po, asher neno po, is that just like ma dorota ba ima charenu, engeli ban tanai. I mean, they're not even here yet, so they can't be making it tanai. So, afbeli benu, engeli benu tanai. So you have to say the same thing is true over here. Why does he have to say that? So apparently you can't make it tanai. Right, so it's al-dati. So from here it's mashma that you can make it tonight. Again, kiderech ha-yushami, we don't answer the question, we leave the question hanging. But it's mashma from there that if you wouldn't have told them, you know, they could have come back and said, we made it tonight on the third.